Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line today, I have Clarence Buchanan and Jason Beck, two wonderful community champions who are working very hard to put on the Fort McMurray Food Festival presented by Suncor this weekend in support of Waypoints. Hi, Clarence. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Steph. Hi. How about you tell me your titles? What is your involvement in the Fort McMurray Food Festival?
Well, of course, I'm manager of community and corporate relations for Waypoints, which we are the benefactor of the food festival for the last 4 years. So, yeah, my kind of job is overarching management of the food festival in general.
And for me, well, I'm the co-chair here for the food festival, and I've been in Fort McMurray for about 13 years, and my background is basically being a chef, so I've been in culinary for a long time, so this is where I kind of come in with the food festival, is just helping with the organization and some of the food components of it and the organization.
Awesome. So as you said, Jason, it is the fourth year of the food festival, and we know things look a little different than normal, but let's go back to that first year. What was the food festival born out of?
So, well, Clarence Pelton would be a good person and co-founder of the food festival as it exists today. Both him and Christopher also met to look at bringing back Taste of Fort McMurray, which had been a long-time event that had kind of died off over, I think, probably a couple of years before that. Clarence can correct me if I'm wrong. But ultimately wanted to bring it back, but then started a broader conversation of, like, rather than just bringing back Taste of Fort McMurray, how do we bring it back but make it even better? And that's where the whole idea and the concept of the food festival, which started out that year, I think it was three events over 5 days. It went to seven events over 4 days, and then it was 10 events over 5 days. Anyway, it blew up basically every single year. And now we're back to something a little bit more humble this year. COVID has humbled us this year to kind of bring it down to a little bit of a grassroots festival this year.
For sure, yeah. I know it takes an army to plan it and an army of local community businesses and people supporting it. And then there's a committee that usually meets every couple of weeks and goes over things in previous years. How has it looked different this year for planning?
Well, of course, everything's been on our virtual platform. So it's been a bit of a challenge in that sense of meeting that way. But we kind of went into this whole thing with the idea of let's see what we can make happen. What is realistic? We knew immediately some events were not going to be able to happen, such as Boots and Brews, and that it's just too large scale. It's too big of a, and obviously concerts were not allowed under the current restrictions that are in place. So it was really about wanting to bring something back to the community, to give the community something to look forward to this summer. And also, again, our restaurants have been struggling. They were closed for a while, and some just struggling with COVID restrictions. And so we wanted something that obviously boosted them for sure. And also then, of course, as Waypoints, we are a nonprofit organization. So this food festival would normally bring in, last year it brought in $105,000 for us. And that's significant dollars that's gone out of our fundraising revenue. So for us, it was also about trying to raise some money in some form or fashion. So it really was all of those things combined all together that really kind of motivated us to try to do something. But of course, we had to be very fluid from day one. And as anybody who's followed along knows, we started out with more events than what we have currently. And actually just yesterday, we made the decision and announced this morning that we've canceled the Anzac Beach Party because of realistically, we could not do it properly or safely with the way the location was, because it was just too many people that would be there anyway. And so with us putting an event on at the same time, it would be too much. And so we made the difficult decision to kind of shift that and change it from the beach party to now this week we'll be announcing that there'll be an Anzac barbecue of some sort. So details will come out about that soon. So we really just had to be very fluid and kind of go as we go. And it's just, it's been an interesting process.
For sure. Lots of difficult decisions, I think, for all involved and really for anyone who's trying to put on an event this year. It has been just such a weird climate.
That's a good way of putting it. Yep.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. My guests this morning, Jason Beck and Clarence Buchanan, who are wonderful folks who are helping to co-chair, co-found, co-organize the Fort McMurray Food Festival presented by Suncor in support of Waypoints. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. On the line, I have Jason Beck and Clarence Buchanan, and we're talking about the Fort McMurray Food Festival presented by Suncor in support of Waypoints. Now, the food festival is in its fourth year, and today is opening ceremonies day. It is starting today, and of course it looks a little different, but we've still got some great things in the works. I'm really excited for Fort McMurray to experience it. Clarence, Jason, tell me about what is happening today.
So basically today what we've started is a YMM Eats, and this is where people can go out to select restaurants throughout Fort McMurray that have joined in to the YMM Eats, and they can taste those a la carte meals that those menus and the chefs and, of course, the front of the house staff have paired off drinks and wines with them. Now, people can go in and they can also go online after they've eaten at these establishments. And there's there is seven categories. There's best sweet, best savory, best creative, best customer experience, best plated, best overall, and people's choice that they can vote on at their particular restaurant. Now, that said, I'm just going to add in that as we start off, restaurants can also come back and get a hold of us if they want to participate, if they've, maybe they might have missed that mark off. But we are more than welcome to have those people come in, and we can make some menus and we can advertise for them. But the YMM Eats is kind of taken the place of the Fort McMurray food festival side of it, where we used to have people go in and we were doing it at Heritage Park. So now, since we can't do that because of the COVID restrictions, we came up with an idea of let's just get people to go out to the individual restaurants throughout Fort McMurray, and we can still do the same format, but it's actually in the restaurants here in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, it's really a merging of the two events. So Taste of Fort McMurray and YMM Eats, it's a merging of the two, because if anybody's been paying attention, they would have noticed this year it's called Taste of YMM Eats.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so basically it's combining the two in the sense of the three-course menu that was a part of the YMM Eats program started last year, but then still wrapping in the Taste of Fort McMurray, where people get a chance to vote for their favorite restaurant. So awards will be given out to the restaurants, plus prizes will be given for people who vote online, so they'll have an opportunity to win a prize themselves when they vote.
Super fun. Now, how many folks?
And it's a great opportunity for It's a great opportunity for people to actually go out and get into maybe a restaurant that they've never been in before, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win situation.
And how long do they have to go out and try these things and vote on them?
Starts today, which is the 24th, and the end date is August 30th.
Oh, great. That's a great long time to really get a bunch of restaurants under your belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the thing for people to know about that, of course, it is a fixed price menu, so they'll know ahead of time that the price for the menu, and then some menus have options for what they can, for each course, what they can have. And then beyond that, then a portion of that, whether it's a fixed dollar amount or a percentage amount, whichever the restaurant decides, which they want to do, of that fixed menu price comes back to Waypoints. So it's a win-win. You're supporting your local restaurant, but you're also supporting Waypoints as well.
Great. I love it. Tell me more about the food festival. What comes next?
So next on the menu is our patio party, although it's very different this year. It's the virtual patio party. So back a few months ago, I actually attended a virtual dance party online, and I kind of started thinking, this could work for the patio party. Like, we could do a virtual thing. So we have our resident DJ, DJ Cupid, who's been with us every year of the food festival. He is going to be broadcasting. We're going to be filming him from Miskanaw patio. We're going to have him set up there in a corner of the Miskanaw patio, and he will be broadcasting live out through a link that people can purchase. So that basically the idea is you set up your patio party in your home.
Oh, fun.
So whether that's your cohort of up to 15 people and you're out on your actual patio, or if you're like me, or you're just a single guy who's going to be home alone with a glass of wine, I can join in and hear DJ Cupid and see the cameras of all the other people participating. Or if it's just two or three of you typing, whatever, the sky's the limit basically, but you basically come in through a link. We can see your camera. We can feature you. There's going to be prizes for best decorated space, most spirited crew, that type of thing. So, yeah, we have prizes to give away throughout the night as well. So it's going to be pretty unique and pretty exciting. I think people should really get on board. The link is just $20, and that's $20 for the link. You can have up to your 15 cohorts there. It's still $20, but also throughout the night there will be an opportunity for you to text and donate to Waypoints if you choose to do so. But I think it's going to be a super fun event. I think people should get on board with that one for sure.
It sounds awesome.
There's been some other stuff on Facebook already where they had a bucket with a whole bunch of feet on it, and you had to take your socks off or the water was going to spill on you. So I think those are really cool activities that people are going to come up with.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds super fun. Sounds like you can have this patio party, and the weather forecast isn't actually looking too bad tomorrow. We might have a thunderstorm in the afternoon, but in the evening, it's looking like a clear sky. Great for a patio party.
I know. I'm loving it. And of course, we want to be careful not to box people in. It doesn't have to be on your patio. It can be in your basement. It can be wherever you want, sitting at your dining room table. It really doesn't matter. It's the spirit of it is that you have fun. And you have a live DJ pumped into your house. And just have fun with it.
Super cool. What's next?
We can work. Let's do the strongman. So we've got strongman on Sunday 26th. And that goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we've been doing this for the last couple of years down here at the island also. Usually we do a pancake breakfast. This year, because of the COVID, we've changed it so that it's more of a standalone kind of meal, kind of like what we're doing.
Grab and go.
Breakfast burrito. That way there you can take that. You can eat that without having, tables to sit at and so on, just because of COVID restrictions. So we're going to do the strongman. They're going to be doing their flipping off the tires and lifting large boulders and all that stuff that those great big strong guys do. I know that Fort McMurray really enjoys that. There's a lot of gyms here and a lot of young people that actually like to get into that exercise program. So what they can do is they come down to the island. We're going to have it in a space that's between the football and baseball field. So it's contained. It's in a safe area. People come in through one door. We'll go around. They'll go through one of the baseball concessions, grab their drink and their burrito, and then they'll go down, grab a chair, and they'll be able to watch the strongmen perform all their great feats of strength.
And my understanding is too, there's going to be strong men and strong women. There's going to be both, so that should be good as well. And of course, the other thing to keep in mind with that one is due to the restrictions that are currently in place, it'll be a max capacity of 200. So just know as you're coming down, obviously get down early, and it'll be kind of a flow-through event, but we'll be keeping track over the fact of, if there's 200 people there for sure.
Free breakfast sounds wonderful, and of course there will be that opportunity to donate to Waypoints while you're there as well. And then I think there's one more event as well.
Yeah, so it's our Food Festival Classic Golf Tournament. This is the second year for that. It is nearly sold out. I think we only have a couple of teams left at this point. So if you're thinking about it, get on it right now. But it's being sponsored by APE Maintenance, and it's a super, super fun event. Last year, the attendees absolutely loved it. And of course, the great thing about the golf course is they have all of their COVID restrictions already in place. And so it's basically a plug and go for us type thing with regards to a golf tournament. So definitely there's going to be a registration at 4 o'clock and then a shotgun start at 5. We normally do a banquet. We're not doing that this year, of course, but we have several holes where there'll be drinks and food provided on the holes as well. So, and some COVID safe activities are going to be taking place. So it should be a really fun, fun tournament. So definitely if people want to get in on that, they better get in fast.
And then the food festival doesn't end there on Monday. Keep in mind that you can do your YMM Eats. Is that how I say it? Taste of YMM Eats.
Taste of YMM Eats. You got it, yeah.
You can do that all the way until August.
30th.
Yeah. So good. So awesome. Yeah. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. When we come back, we're going to hear more about this fundraiser, more about Waypoints, and more about how you can get involved. My guests this morning, Clarence Buchanan and Jason Beck on Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Jason Beck and Clarence Buchanan. And we're talking about the Fort McMurray Food Festival presented by Suncor in support of Waypoints. Now, we've heard about all the events that are happening this weekend, starting today, in fact. And then as well, we've heard a little bit about what happened in previous years. And now I want to talk a little bit about the people who make it happen. We've got a lot of restaurants in town. We've got a lot of great sponsors. Jason, who's involved this year?
Well, of course, even in a COVID reduced reduced schedule, there's still a ton of groups, individuals, and sponsors that make this happen. And specifically, I do want to mention our presenting sponsors. As you've mentioned, of course, the overall food festival is being presented by Suncor. And then we have the Taste of YMM Eats, which is also actually being presented by Suncor because they've traditionally been a strong supporter of Taste of Fort McMurray. So they're definitely in there for that as well. The Strongman competition and Pancake Breakfast is being sponsored by McDonald's Island Park. And of course, the Strongmen are our partners for that for sure. And then we have the patio party, which for its fourth year is being sponsored by Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray. So we're so grateful for their continued support over all 4 years of the patio party, which has been amazing. And then on Monday, as I mentioned, the golf tournament is being sponsored by APE Maintenance. So we're so grateful for every single one of our supporters. And if you go on to our website, FortMcMurrayFoodFestival.ca, you would see a list of amazing sponsors who have sponsored a bunch of different items, either whole sponsors or item sponsors or partners in general who have come on board to support the festival. And we really could not do it without these fine folks. So please go give them some love.
So restaurants, for sure, they've had a hard time this year. Was it hard to find restaurants to participate, or were everyone still like, we love this event, we need to get on board?
Well, I you know, everybody that could come on board has. And like I said kind of earlier, if there's anybody that feels that they're in a better spot now and wishes to participate, please do. They can contact us, and we'll contact myself or Jason, and we will include them in the Taste of YMM. I guess, I mean, like I said, some people have had a rough year, and they're just may not have the employees is some of the problems that they may not want to participate, right?
For sure. And in the past, I know last year you had said you raised $105,000. This year looks different for everyone. What would you consider a success for this year?
I guess one of the successes that I consider may not necessarily be a financial one. Satisfaction of people going out, participating in this by purchasing the meals, and the other one is by the restaurants having patrons in those seats.
So here's what I would say to that. I would say that success is measured very differently, and of course, one of the unique things about the food festival, it has been the pillars of it. So it is about providing a great opportunity for the community to come together to do something awesome in our town. You know, and attend all these amazing events. That's certainly community spirit that is so important. Secondly, it's to support our restaurant and bar industry in town, who over the years have struggled, and no different this year, probably more so this year than most other years that we've done the food festival, is the struggle is real for them. And so being able to do Taste of YMM Eats and hopefully having people go to the restaurants, and again, for them, that doesn't cost them anything. Actually, it benefits them. And it also then benefits Waypoints, which is the third pillar, is providing a financial benefit to Waypoints, because obviously we're a nonprofit. We need to raise funds in order to operate the way that we do. And so those three pillars together are amazing. And it's something that we're able to do for our community and yet support an organization at the same time. It's really a symbiotic relationship. And so success for us doesn't always mean one or the other. So at this point, we're at a state where as all of us, we'll take what we can get. And we're doing it this year, obviously, to keep it alive and to give people something to look forward to and to be a part of. And so that's success. Realistically, pulling off this thing at all this year is, in my mind, a success.
Absolutely.
I agree with you there.
Well, why don't we ask an easy one? I think you live and breathe Waypoints, Jason. Let's talk about what the money goes towards. Tell me about Waypoints. What are we funding here?
So basically, most people would know Waypoints by our Women's Emergency Shelter Unity House. That's probably our most well-known aspect of what we do. But we also have a second stage shelter, which is 13 apartment units for women or women with children who come out of shelter and who need longer-term supports. And so they would go into one of those apartments ranging from studio to three-bedroom. And it's a more secured wing, so it could be for somebody who needs security for longer or needs support for longer. And they can be there for up to 2 years with us subsidizing the rent up to two-thirds. So those two are basically, when we talk about budget-wise, those two are our biggest our financial commitments that we as Waypoints support in the community. And of course, anybody can go onto our website, waypointswb.ca, or our Facebook, which is just waypointswb, and you'll be able to see the broad range of services that we offer. We're about to open in September the region's first child youth advocacy center called the Care Center. And so we're super excited about that and what that's going to mean for our community as well.
Great. And if you're listening right now and you're saying, I need help, I need this service, is there a number they can call?
Yeah, they can certainly call our crisis line, 24/7 Family Violence Crisis Line. Even though we say family violence, it certainly can be a catch-all for any of our services. They will certainly redirect if it's not the shelter necessarily looking for. And that's 780-743-1190.
Perfect. And then how are you finding it, Waypoints, fundraising-wise, apart from the food festival? Are donations down this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's the biggest challenge that most nonprofits in the city are struggling with this year. And I mean, for us as an organization, yes, we are deemed an essential service. Yes, we do get provincial funding type thing and even some federal funding. But in a year, normally we have to raise about $800,000 to do what we do, so over and above that. So for all of us at this point in this community, we're certainly feeling the pinch. And I mean, the governments have been doing a lot to support and help. But yeah, it's definitely a challenging year for that because, of course, especially for any of us who do these events that raise a large amount of money. You know, I think of the Northern Lights Health Foundation, for example, with their festivals. You know, it's challenging to be able to do that this year and not having that revenue stream that comes in. And I think it'll be interesting to see the longer term impacts that could have. But yeah, I mean, if you're able to, I would encourage anyone to support any nonprofit here in the city that you have a passion or a care about at this time, because they need you more than ever.
Once again, the Fort McMurray Food Festival presented by Suncor in support of Waypoints is happening this weekend, starting today. And you can find all the information you need to know about it at fortmcmurrayfoodfestival.ca. Clarence, Jason, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
So we certainly appreciate the amazing support of Harbor Broadcasting, specifically Mix 103.7 and 100.5 Cruise FM. We greatly appreciate your guys' support as well, especially in this year that we've been faced with such interesting challenges. It's been awesome, as always, to work with you guys.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much awesome. For calling today. My guests this morning, Clarence Buchanan and Jason Beck with the Fort McMurray Food Festival. Go onto the website and check it out now, fortmcmurrayfoodfestival.ca. It starts now, today, right now. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. But if you missed any of this, you can catch it on the podcast in just a few minutes.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.